And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest for you. From the other side of the harbor here, we have Dustin Hackman from Seaforth Tackle Store over at Seaforth Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking some tackle, some bluefin, some calico bass, and more. But stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hookup going to be a great day with Dustin talking tackle. And boy, you said it, man. Talk about a good time to have a tackle guru in here. It's when the fish are biting, and boy, they are.
What a week of fishing. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning.
Yeah, so here we are. Spring has sprung and did not disappoint in this week, right?
Absolutely. It's been a wonderful start to the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us what's going on over at Seaforth. A lot of fish hitting the docks.
Yeah, we've, straight from the beginning, we've had these trips go out and just hit them.
I mean, yeah.
There was no warm-up, you know?
Yeah.
Even this morning, or tomorrow morning, we should have two or three boats coming back with bunches of bluefin as well. Yesterday, the Polaris Supreme hit the dock. They had a lot of bluefin. It's been really good so far.
It's close, too.
You're so right, too. It's not like it, warmed up and got, it was okay, and then they found some, and they caught some more, and then it started getting good. It's like, okay, we're going to start looking for bluefin. Okay, we got limits, Right off the gate, it's been firing.
Yeah. We sent our first trip out. It was a three-day, and I put the trip out, and then the family and I went out to the Colorado River, and before we set up shop that night, I got a text that the Polaris Supreme had 46 bluefin, and I was like, oh, my God. There we go.
It must be busy at the shop.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah. So how has having a long-range boat like the Polaris Supreme at Seaforth Sport Fishing changed your job at the tackle store?
Well, I'm probably getting a taste of what Rick's had over here for, a decade or more, a couple decades. It's nice. It's nice because that trip also leaves at like 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. right now, and it's kind of staggered our our start-stop times.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the opportunity to give them a lot of personalized attention, and you know, we have the opportunity to sell a lot of tackle that we've just kind of dabbled in for guys who stopped by in the past.
But I mean this in the best of ways. I don't think it probably changed Dustin's much at all, because that is a long-range shot. Like, just because there's not a long-range boat tied to the dock there,
right. There's
nothing that Seaforth has that isn't a pro. I mean, you know, any guy going on any 18-day trip out of any long-range boat, out of any landing, could be fully set up out of that tackle store.
Yeah.
I don't think having the Supreme changed that. You know, I mean,
no,
it's been
yeah.
a very... you know, very legit long-range shot with appropriate personnel for a long time.
Well, you look at the fishing we've had over the last few years. It's been long-range fishing within one day.
Yeah,
range,
got
right?
Well, good
yeah.
point. Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. So he kind of forced entry into that deal.
Yeah, I guess we did get a nice little warm-up into big fish fishing locally before that boat came over. So I appreciate the nice comments about the shop and everything, but that's probably a good point of catching, you know, 200, 300-pound tuna within our, you know, day-and-a-half fleet probably gave us a good warm-up for that.
So what do you see? What's new in the tackle shop there that people are just clamoring for? What's kind of the hot item that you are just, we got to get some more of this stuff?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this leading up until today for the last couple of days, and I honestly feel like it's just a lot more styles, sizes of like vertical jigging options. I mean, we have definitely dove into that hardcore over the last couple of years, and it seems like now everybody is just coming out with more options for more conditions, you know, which is nice because, you know, it all started with a pretty standard, well, I would say here it pretty much started with a standard slow pitch jig, you know, the one we all know from Shimano.
Sure.
And now it's that kind of opened the door, I think, for our stubborn West Coast fishermen, including myself, to kind of really start adapting some of the jigs that they've been using worldwide for a while, you know?
Yeah. So what's hotter, the knife jig or like the standard flat fall jig?
That depends on the day, Pete. You know, I think it's
so
all
some days
you
got to have both.
Wind and current.
How is
you
it?
Know, it's all wind and current, in my opinion, you know?
So explain that. So when do you use what?
Well, if you're in on a situation with quicker moving fish or where the boats come into a slide. You know, all these jigs work the best, I think, and as far as I know, which, you know, we're all still amateurs at this, but all those jigs work the best vertically. It's the most straight up and down you can get.
Water's super clean, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting better.
I was out the islands on Wednesday, and we hooked a yellow, but didn't catch any. But we saw some yellow, but the amount of bait out there and the water clarity and everything, just the encouraging signs, unbelievable. Just it's going to go off here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just ask,
I think it is.
You ask Brawla and you ask Ryan, I mean, they're there every day. I mean, they're saying, you know, any day it could happen, right?
Absolutely.
Today could be the day. After
yeah.
that big heat wave yesterday, man, they could get hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's good fishing. They're catching... they're seeing and catching yellowtail every day. You know, they're not getting big whacks of them, but they're catching them, and they're there. And like you said, there's plenty of food for them. So
yeah, well,
that's still mostly a yo-yo jig fishing that they're doing on the San Diego.
Good service iron fishing. It's good service iron fishing. It's I was talking to Mike Dominguez this morning, and he said a well-placed cast could get a bite on every cast.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We had a spot come up right next to the boat,
uh-huh.
up and down real fast. Couldn't get anything
yeah,
on it,
yeah.
but it was there.
But I would to your point though, I would definitely have yo-yo jigs.
Okay,
you know, I think that's the, you know, even in a situation where they pop up, it's not like you can't throw a yo-yo jig and burn it across the
sure.
surface. Sure. So.
And it's always going to, in most cases, it's always going to be more fun, maybe even more rewarding to catch one on the surface iron. So to know that the opportunity
yeah.
is there
yeah.
is awesome. But day in and day out, it's still maybe a little better yo-yo fish.
I mean, you know, that's what's so fun
totally.
Right now. Is we just every day
yeah.
is developing so crazy.
That's cool.
So fast. So, yeah, I would, if I was on my way down, I mean, you have to take your service iron rod on every trip you
sure.
ever go on, right? So I'd have a service iron tied on, whatever your favorite one is, and definitely a yo-yo iron already rigged up.
Okay. Has it been more the full-size jigs? Has it been junior-size jigs? Are guys using flat falls? Like, what's you know, if a guy's jumping on the San Diego, what's kind of the, you know, the two or three or four outfits that you would bring, and how would we set them up?
Yeah, right now I would definitely have I would start off with a full-size jig just to make sure you can make, you know, get down fast enough, mm-hmm. not knowing what the current situation is when you get there. I would definitely have a 30 or 40-pound outfit rigged up with just, like, for fly line fishing. Same thing, like a 30 or 40-pound outfit for bottom fishing, you know, and because you're probably going to do some of that while you're down there, too. And worst case, you could pin a sardine and maybe hook a yellowtail as a makeshift dropper loop. Rig real quick, and then also a service iron. So
yeah, Matt was saying that they're getting bites on fly line sardine too. So that's good.
I mean, there's bonito around down there too. So it's, you know, with all that bait, like you're saying, in the middle grounds, you can fly. You know, you never know what you're going to catch down there.
Yeah, yeah. The bait at the Everingham Brothers on Wednesday was probably the best bait I've seen in years. It was unbelievable. Of course, it's that, you know, well-cured bait. It's like, oh, God, I wish I could have this in July and August, right?
Pretty nice one. It's got a little time to rest up, isn't it?
Oh, man. That's cool. It was so good, yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show for today. A lot to talk about here.
Yeah, stoked to have Dustin in here. Like you say, I mean, you said it best. I mean, a guy that's got all bases covered from inshore to offshore and all the cool tackle and all the cool technique. It's going to be a great show, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the phone number here at Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text the show. We've already got text pouring through. It's been a crazy popular addition to Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to participate, we want to read your text. You can only send that in via the Let's Talk Hookup app. So it's a free download. It's easy to find. As soon as you open the Let's Talk Hookup app, you'll see right away one of the tab options, text the show. And if you do send us a text for a question for Dustin, make sure you leave your contact info, a name and a phone number. Because if you happen to be the lucky winner at the end of the show, we got to be able to contact you back. And speaking of lucky winner, man, are we giving away a cool prize today? One lucky caller or texter, which will be decided by a coin flip at the end of today's show, is going to be going fishing on a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. So you get to roll in the morning and see Dustin and get hooked up with all the right gear, and you're going to be going fishing on board the San Diego on a great trip with Matt and Ryan. So, again, a great prize, C4th full-day trip out of C4th on the San Diego, and also your chance to talk to Dustin when we come back. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Lots of your phone calls, lots of great information. We got some killer catch reports stacked up. You're in for a great one. Stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats have the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The giant Captain Rollo's used tackle sale is back. Join us Saturday, April 30th at Seaforth Landing for our biggest sale ever. Doors open from 11 to 3. Come early for best selection, and we will see you there.
Talk Hookup, having a great time here with Dustin in the studio, talking tackle. It's going to be a great show.
We just heard Tim Baker from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea talking about the giant used tackle sale that's going to happen at Seaforth Sport Fishing on April 30th, and that's going to be a big event. Yeah, and stand by for that. I mean, they have so much tackle for that used tackle sale. It's unbelievable. So are you ready for that, John?
It was successful last year, I believe.
Yeah. Raised a lot of money to take kids fishing.
Yeah.
So stand by for that.
I always say
how
the same
about those
thing.
Pipes on Tim Baker, too?
Impressive.
Huh? Man,
yeah,
I'm going to have to have him cut some more spots. Yeah.
I always say the same thing. Like, I can't imagine how big that sale is, only because we're a drop-off location
right.
at Fisherman's Landing. So I only see the stuff that gets dropped off to us. And knowing that there's a bunch of other drop-off locations, you know, around. I can't imagine how much cool stuff. And in particular, we had a really cool one that a gentleman dropped off yesterday. It was a really nice custom-wrapped all-roller, you know, trolling big fish type rod, and it had a nice, you know, Saltiga 2-speed on it. And he wanted to donate it, not because he wasn't using it anymore, but he won the rod from the Rollo raffle years ago. It was a beautiful custom-wrapped rod that somebody donated
like
to the
Yo's rod or something.
I don't think it was a Yo's rod. It was just a very nice custom rod that somebody made and donated to friends of Rollo. It was then auctioned off to help raise some money, and he just said, you know what, I've caught a bunch of fish with it, and I'm looking for some good karma points. There is nothing wrong with it. It's not old. It's not funky. It's not anything. He just said, like, I had several great years with it, and I wanted to raise some more money, so I'm donating it back. And it was really cool. And we see so much great stuff come through there.
Like that.
Just at our location.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
And Dana Landing gets a ton. You guys get a ton there donated. Yeah.
It's going to be a big sale.
It's going to be the biggest sale ever. So that's mark your calendar. It's Saturday, April 30th at Seaforth Sport Fishing. So going to be a busy day at Seaforth over there.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what. Yeah. You know, another shout-out I want to throw out, too, is for your right-hand guy, Dan Hart. Dan Hart's probably one of the legendary guys in the tackle business in San Diego, and he works with you there at Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Yeah, we're lucky to have Dan. He holds it down 4 days a week in the mornings. He, you know, had his own shop, Hook, Line, and Sinker on Rosecrans for quite a while. And
he was the first tackle store to ever advertise on Let's Talk Hookup.
Really?
No kidding.
Hook,
Line, and
Sinker.
Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then he spent some time at West Marine, you know, managing their tackle department there.
Uh-huh.
And so... Yeah, he's definitely an asset over there.
Knows
That's
his
awesome.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very active.
Yeah, I love the stories and everything out of Dan. And I, you know, I learned stuff from him all the time. So,
yeah.
That's nice.
That's cool. Fantastic, yeah. Well, hey, phones are packed. Texts are rolling in. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Why don't we start this morning with Mike? He's calling us from Torrance this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Dustin. Hey, Ricky and Pete. How you guys doing?
Great.
I want to ask about the Seaforth going to offer any charters for deep drop sword fishing this year? And then can you guys talk a little bit about the equipment that we would want to have so we'd be ready to go?
Well, that is a good question. We don't specifically have that as an open party type trip that you'd be able to buy a ticket for, but we do have two, you know, six-pack style charter boats at the landing. that you could definitely request that style of fishing. And I would think that, you know, if you would charter those boats, they're going to have the type of equipment that you would need to go do that deep drop sword fishing. If you did have, if you splurged and got yourself one of those nice electric reels and wanted to bring it, I'm sure they would welcome it aboard. But that's a good question. I don't think we've specifically offered any of those trips yet, but I bet you they'd be open to it.
Yeah, maybe Sam Patella?
Yeah, Sam or Brian Zolka on Elgato Dos. Yeah. He replaced that, you know, he had a 36-foot Hatteras there, replaced it with a beautiful Riviera.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Cool. Wow.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm sure any of those guys that are in the middle of a grind, too, you know, doing one style of fishing, I'm sure would love to mix it up and try to catch something deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up a line at 213-432-1090, 432-1090. I want to tell you special attention here. Real soon we're going to hear from Captain Ken Frankie about some rockfish issues. Imagine that, an issue in California about fishing. But he has a solution.
Cool.
So we're going to hear from him very, very soon. But in the meantime, a great text from Tom in Hesperia said he has a couple of questions. He wants to know about hooks, ringed, non-ringed, circle, J-hook, and then he also wants to know short piece of top shot fluorocarbon or 25-yard piece of top shot fluorocarbon for fishing bluefin. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot of questions in that text.
Yeah.
Wait, how many hours do we have here? For me, tuna fishing, always a circle hook, personally. If you're afraid of using a big hook, you can always go down in size, I think. We fish a size 2 Mutsu circle a lot, or an equivalent size in like a Gamagatsu or an Eagle Claw. Ringed, non-ringed, if you're using heavy fluorocarbon, I tend to always go with a ring, but if you're trying to catch these a stealthy style approach to bluefin, that doesn't always work too. Extra hardware on there. So I generally like to maintain line size and go down in hook size when you're trying to buy a bite. If it's wide open fishing, obviously doesn't matter. Throw the rope and use a big hook. What was the second part of that question?
Fluoro, short top shot, long top shot.
Personally, I'm like a boat length of mono type guy, mm-hmm. and then a piece of fluoro like 4 foot, something like that. I think the stretch in I like to cast
I
in mono.
Sure, cast a lot easier
I
too.
Like the stretch in the mono. I like
so
the
a face. Casting distance on the mono.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially at the end of the fight when you're, you know, in the last 25 feet straight up and down, it's really nice to be able to absorb some of those head shakes. And if you're using a lot of the new graphite extra fast rods specifically, it's nice to have some stretch there.
Because they're not going to be very forgiving with a straight spectra.
Yeah, it's somewhere you need some give, you know, somewhere. So if you like a really fast action, stiff rod, then you need to lighten or drag or fish more mono. If you're more of a fiberglass guy with a real parabolic bend, then I think you could get away with like spectra to a piece of fluoro or something, you know. But somewhere, you're either going to break line or pull hooks if you don't have a shock absorber somewhere built into your system.
Good point.
Going back to the hooks, you talked about liking that number 2 size hook and the Gamakatsu or you know, or all the other brands. That was a really hard thing to find last year.
Oh boy.
It was so busy. Do you have them now? Do you foresee having them for the future? I mean, if you know, is the smart guy going right now and loading up, or
yes.
you know, like
yes.
what's the outlook on hooks right now?
Well, that's a good question too. I mean, we do have them now. And we load it up, but it probably won't be enough. And I tell everybody right now, go get whatever hooks you need for 2022, because it doesn't look a whole lot better in terms of our tackle supplies for the next year. And something like a hook is not going bad, and we're going to use it the year after year after year. So, you know, any guy that's buying a pack of hooks, buy 3.
Totally.
You know, And how many sizes of hooks do we really use in Southern California over and over, you know?
Not
2-2.0, 2-4.0, basically, in my audience.
Yeah.
So just load up. If you have in the budget, load up.
So the current fishing going on, is it the smaller hook again like it was toward the end of the season, or are they normal size hooks?
It seems like most guys are – hook size stinks to talk about because
– Yeah.
There is no standard hook size.
And small is the new normal size, which is you know, like...
Size 2, even a 4?
My point is, what's a size 2? You know,
sure.
You know, it depends on what brand you're talking about. So I'd say go into Fisherman's, go into Seaforth, let the guys at the counter show you the hook size that we're talking about. And if you have some in your box that is already that size but has a way different number on it, that'll probably work.
So instead of saying six, size 4, size 2, or size 1... Just say this one.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I mean,
yeah, because a number two Mutu is about the size of a Mustad 2O, and it's about the size of a number one Gamakatsu. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there is every manufacturer's
different. Yeah, there isn't a standard rule as to what a 2O is. You know, and it just You know, I mean, some of them, it just totally varies. And like you say, you go into Seaforth, the guys know what the bait has been on the boat the day before.
Right.
They know the hooks that have been working, and I mean, let's face it, bluefin, just like Dustin said, they're finicky. They're a finicky fish, and there is no doubt that a smaller hook aids you in getting a bite. It does not help. It does not aid you when landing the fish. You know, that will be the forever give and take. Bigger hook and a bigger barb will for sure help you put the fish on the boat, but you got to get a bite also. And I mean, not long ago, we didn't think about trying to catch a tuna over 50 pounds on anything less than a 2-0 or 3-0 circle. I mean, there's no way you would even dream of using a number 2. Now guys are using a number 2 Gamakatsu Nautilus hook, which is that's a small hook to fish for 80-pounders and 100-pounders. I mean, it's just things have changed so much, and you're definitely on the rev limiter with a hook that small, but that also doesn't mean that it can't be done.
You got to
read the conditions that are present themselves, and if it's tough to get a bite, that's one of the things you can do to aid yourself in getting a bite, but you also have to know that, you know, with that comes the challenges of landing the fish.
For sure. So backing up on Dustin's idea of a boat length, or say 100 feet of mono, and then a short top shot of fluorocarbon, what are your connections?
We use the RP knot.
The RP knot.
For the Spectra to mono. Spectra to fluoro, we use an RP knot exclusively.
Okay.
I mean, after a decade of tying Albrights, you know, forever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now we're tying the RP knot. And then from the fluoro to mono, honestly, the knot you tie the best. You know, if you're using similar size diameter lines, then I like something like the double surgeons or the Seaguar type knot. I usually will tie something like that or a double uni. But it's really whatever knot you are good at tying, you know. I think that goes to your hook, too.
You're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's funny. If I'm tying the knot for a customer, I usually tie an Albright because it looks so fancy and perfect, and all the loops are stacked up nice in each other. And if somebody was, you know, paying me to tie a knot, I want it to look beautiful. But for myself, I use a Seaguar knot. But the Seaguar knot just looks ugly. It works fantastic.
You mean
from mono to fluorocarbon. Yeah. If I'm doing that rig that you're talking about, you know, 100 feet of mono, and I'm tying on a 3-foot piece, for me, I use a Seaguar knot. It's 3 twists. It's, you know, the leader pulled through the hole, and it never fails. But it looks ugly. And and so if somebody's, you know, if somebody's like paying for the whatever, I'll usually tie an Albright because it looks killer. But for myself,
and you
I
do
like
a three twist Seaguar?
That's all I do.
Yeah.
And
right.
I mean, you know,
easy.
It's fast and easy.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, some great texts coming in.
Yeah, you're not kidding me.
Yeah, and some great calls. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090, open right now.
This text was from Larry in Carlsbad for Dustin, wanting to know, what types of live bait do you guys carry? I remember in shows past you were talking about ghost shrimp. Do you still have that, and also what other varieties might be available?
Yeah, that's a great question. We still have live ghost shrimp almost all the time. At least, I mean, we shoot for 7 days a week, but there's some times where the demand just gets crazy and we sell out. You can always call ahead and check and see what live bait we have. We try to have live bloodworms at the same time, and that's in a live, you know, in a saltwater tank that's chilled, and we keep them nice and happy. Bloodworms we have a little less control over because that comes from Maine on the East Coast, and weather permitting, tide permitting, all that makes it a little bit tougher to get. But our ghost shrimp supplier is very consistent. So ghost shrimp for sure.
It's like one of the very few places you can get ghost shrimp.
maybe the only.
The only place,
I don't know of anywhere else in San Diego that you can get ghost shrimp. That doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, but like everybody knows you go to Sea
Fort. It's a lot of work. I know why other places don't carry them in a tank too. It's a lot of work to keep the tank clean, and on top of it, I credit the guys in the shop 100% on that. It's a daily chore multiple times a day.
They know how to do it multiple times a day to keep it clean.
Multiple times. You have to vacuum the tank, cull the dead. I mean, it's a...
Wow.
It's, but, you know, live ghost shrimp, how are you going to beat that?
Man. Exactly. And there, let's be real, there is not a better bait in the bay and the surf than having true, good live bait.
If you have the parents come in, they're on vacation, and they just go, we just need to catch a fish.
Yes,
we've been fishing, can you bloodworm, ghost shrimp.
You're going to catch.
That's the cheating, stuff. You know. Yeah. That's it.
But you're right. If you've got limited time, especially if you've got kids or something like that, you can have a cheap spinning rod and reel outfit and a live ghost shrimp, and you are going to get some bites.
If you have kids, like our age kids, young kids, you need snacks and live ghost shrimp.
And you got both those things.
Yeah.
You got them all. Yeah. Yeah. So another good question here via the text from Darren in San Clemente, and he says, what is the parking situation at Seaforth?
Well, like always, giant parking lot, free parking. Sometimes we even fill that up and have to overflow onto the street.
Which is free.
You do have to be careful. There are some spots even on the street that they have signs on that say, you know, no overnight. But if you're going on an overnight trip out of Seaforth and you show up to a lot that's nearing capacity, you can generally wait for some turnaround. You know, we have enough boats coming in half day, whale watching, overnight trips that people are coming and going. So we still haven't had, knock on wood, we still haven't had any problem, you know, parking everybody we need to.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, shiny boats, good customer service, and a great tackle shop and all that, and a large free parking lot is probably one of the biggest draws for Seaforth.
For sure. And then he also wants to know, how do you get there?
Well, I can give you the address to get there, but we are in Mission Bay across from, like, SeaWorld, and next to basically the only high-rise hotel in Mission Bay is the Hyatt. It's 1717 Quivira Road, Quivira.
Yeah. It's just Google it, and it's pretty easy.
Yeah, if you Google Seaforth Sport Fishing, put in the address, you're going to get right to us.
You will find it, yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for our Catch Report with the Cast Man from Cast Tours. Today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle store. They have a full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the brand-new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside, and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, that's on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cast.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro. Hopefully your boys are doing well.
All good.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, just wanted to, before we start, just to let everybody know we needed to change our El Salto dates for next January to January 26th to 30th. There was a little mix-up on the dates there. So our new dates are January 26th to 30th. You want to go fish those fantastic bass at Lake El Salto there just north of Mazatlan, Mexico.
And I have that posted on our Let's Talk Hookup .com trips page. So those dates are posted and all the information on how to book with Cass.
Yes, sir. Anyway, let's start off with Loretto. Unfortunately, Pete, talking with Danny, our charter master there, he said this week was really slow. He said the bite just shut down. He mentioned something about a lot of sharks right now. And, you know, that's kind of unusual. Usually it's seals, but they're talking, I guess there's quite a bit of sharks right now. But he says there's plenty of bait. You know, he seems to think that this coming week should pick up once these sharks, I guess, get out of that area. But, it really shut down. You know, they've had fabulous yellowtail fishing for the last 2 months. So I'm just hoping it picks back up. You know, we're about 3 weeks away from the Loretto Rumble, May 1 to 5. So. It should be good. But he said so.
Oh,
the Cabrillo bite has been good.
It'll come back because you're going there. You're going there. Well, it'll happen.
Well, you know, I do bring a little luck every now and then when I go. But the Cabrilla bite's been good on that backside of Carmen Island, you know, just trolling those Rapalas or even slow trolled some of the live bait. And he did mention there's a lot of bait, a lot of mackerel in the water right now. It's easy to make your baits, and so hopefully that continues. As long as the bait's there, the fish will be there. You know what's absent, Pete, from this year as previous years is all those sardinas that were in there. And those yellowtail were feeding on those sardinas, and I think this with the absence of those, I think those the yellowtail are going to be really hungry by the time we get there on our first day of fishing, May 2nd. Moving on down to San Jose del Cabo, Baja Bob just got back into town. He'd been absent 2 weeks. He says that it was about 150-pound tuna caught this past week. The banks up there, the Iman, San Luis, and those banks up inside the Sea of Cortez are starting to get some tuna in, you know, where they've really been absent since about November. And looks like those tuna are moving in, so that could start a good tuna bite going there. But he also said they're doing a lot of bottom fishing right now. They had a 70-pound amberjack this past week. They're also getting in the pargo, the red snapper. And Cabrilla, and of course the marlin bite is still there. There's a lot of marlin down, striped marlin around that southern tip of Baja, moving up into the East Cape area. So look for some good striped marlin fishing for the next couple of months in that area. Got a fresh report from a client down in Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. He says, man, he says the rooster fish and the jacks along the beach is providing lots of action, lots of fun. Roosters, I think he said he had one up to about 32 pounds. He says there are some sailfish, and there's been reports of tuna, but they're 30 to 35 miles out, and it's kind of a crapshoot if you're going to run out there and try to locate those tuna. But he says some of the boats did get out there. They did find the schools of tuna, and they were getting the football-sized tuna. So anyway, that's a report for this week. I'll be heading back down to SoCal. I'm currently in Oregon. I'll be heading to SoCal Easter Sunday, and then on Friday the 22nd, I'm going down for the Let's Talk Hookup Pesca Panama trip, which leaves on the Saturday the 23rd. Anyway, that's the report for this week. I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Awesome, Cass. Great job. Great report. Sounds like some very good fishing. And somebody wants to jump in, get down to the Baja while this action, I don't even want to say, is starting to heat up. Clearly from that report, is heated and fire. And if somebody wants to join you on that or go to Salto with you and Pete or any of the great trips we do, how do we find you at Cass Tours?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. Talk to you boys next Saturday.
You're the man.
Thanks,
Cass.
Man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
All right, man.
Hey, that's going to wrap up our report today. Focus your offshore fishing on the best areas by using Terrafin water charts. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin's the professional's choice for dependability and accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Great. I mean, there's just not a better service.
Got to have it.
Water. I mean,
especially right now as things change so fast.
I think the best advertisement that could exist for Terrafin is like a live picture in the ticket office at the landing. There is a computer that all of the guys, when they're, you know, that's basically like in the, you know, in like the back, like employee area, the back door, there is a computer that all of the guys go and, you know, log on and check their Terrafin accounts and check their water charts and print out a chart. And there's not a captain that runs a boat that doesn't check a water chart before they go. And I'm sure it's the same at Seaforth.
Well,
I mean,
you talk about
it's the professional's tool, and that's exactly what it is, man. There's nothing like that.
And you can have it for like $100 a year.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Yeah, it's crazy not to.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, a lot more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with Captain Ken Frankie. Lots of great info coming your way. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I know, Dustin, you carry a lot of Shimano and you sell a lot of Shimano at Seaforth Tackle, as well as Ricky at Fisherman's Landing. What is the hot rig right now?
The hot rig? Well, we're selling a lot of Pen Fathoms. We're selling a lot of Talicas.
Yeah.
Talicas have been flying off the shelf.
And you have them.
And we have them.
Yeah.
That's
so,
again,
for
today's
bluefin, like, you know, that stuff that could be 100 pounds, which Talica are you sending him out with?
It's a 20 or a 25. It's really the best reel, in our opinion, for fishing the vertical jig. And, again, that's how we've been catching most of those fish.
Yeah. And that's something you fish at night. And then daytime, fishing live bait, what are you going
to
fish?
I mean, we could go down to a 16, but even a 20 still is nice.
Yeah.
16.
You can fish a live bait on a Talica 16. Easy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The free spool on those Talicas is amazing, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the bottom line is, you heard it here, no matter what you're after, whether it be yellowtail at the islands or 200-pound bluefin tuna offshore, Talica is the reel and your local Shimano dealer.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon. For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Heard Captain Benny Florentino talking about all that great stuff from AFCO, and we're gonna get some firsthand from Captain Benny tomorrow. Gonna be a great time having him in the studio talking fishing and all that great new
AFCO
stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Benny is such an amazing guy, and he's now on the Gamakatsu Pro staff. So we're also gonna hear from Ted from Gamakatsu about his involvement in Gamakatsu. So all that, and want to throw out a big happy birthday to my buddy Rich Top.
Hey,
Rich.
Right on.
Happy birthday, Rich. And get well. We need you back strong like bull real soon. So have a great birthday, Rich Top, and we'll look forward to seeing you back out on the water soon. Speaking of getting back out on the water, the guy that keeps us on the water is certainly our guardian angel, and that is Captain Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good
morning, Ken.
Yeah, so, you know, just crossed one hurdle with the CARB. Thank you very much, Ken, for and all the people that participated in that and making that happen. Now we have a new hurdle to cross, right?
Yeah, we do. But first, back to what you were just talking about. We need to thank all your listeners. Everybody, it took everybody to convince the state government to agree to let the boats continue with the new machinery we're putting in. So thank you to all of you for that. But, Pete, you're right. We got a new crisis upon us, and this is really simple. There's a stock of fish out there called copper rockfish. Everybody calls them the chucklehead. The bottom line is the assessment came in poor, and they're talking about some season closures next year that are months long and some depth closures as well, and it's going to affect everything. So what we are going to do is proactively, as anybody goes on any of the sport boats, we're going to just tell the customers we are voluntarily ceasing any take of copper rockfish right now. We're not going to wait until things get worse. We're going to do something now. This is not ordered by the state, although I think they're going to be very happy that we're doing it. But we did a lot of fact-finding with National Marine Fisheries and Department of Fish and Wildlife, and we see this as the only way to keep us fishing statewide next year, is if we do something now. But it's going to take us doing it. It's, we're not going to wait for the government to say, oh, this is 2022, we're good this year, but next year we're going to change the rules. Well, if we do well at this year, there's a good likelihood it will impact things next year and keep us all on the water. So as you go on our boats, you're going to find the crew members just saying, hey, can you volunteer? We're going to avoid them. First of all, the captains are going to avoid fishing in those areas where they're prevalent. But if you get one, we're going to ask you to use a descending device and put the thing back down to the bottom and release it. If we have almost zero take of copper rockfish during the rest of this season, it stands to keep us all on the water.
That's really important stuff. And hopefully private boaters will also do that too. Use your descending devices and drop the copper rockfish.
And that is exactly it. Yeah, that's exactly it. And I've talked to Wayne at CCA, and who is great partners, by the way, again, with the CARB issue. And we're reaching out to all the different recreational groups as well. We need everybody. We can do this. This is our own future in our own hands, and we just need everybody's help. So as the crew members on the boat say, hey, we'd like you to release that fish, understand why. We're going to do a full media release on this. But, yeah, that's the game plan going forward. But we could use everyone's help.
And obviously, like you said, you said it best, Ken, the reason is the next step that may be taken is seasonal closures. And when they're closing something to protect the copper rockfish, they're closing the area that houses all of the other type of rock fishing that we like to do. So by doing this, we're avoiding a potential closure of all of our rock fishing for potentially months at a time.
Exactly. And the causative factor, frankly, is they do stock assessments. Well, to an important piece of stock assessments is sampling at sea by observers. Well, we haven't had any in several years because of COVID and some other reasons. So SAC right now, we're gonna set up our own sampling program. We are doing it in conjunction with National Marine Fisheries Service. And our game plan is we're gonna have the crew members do the sampling, so the scientists don't need to go to sea. We're gonna deliver them to them on their doorstep. We're doing this already with our tuna sampling program of 7 years. It's kept us on the water tuna fishing. We're just going to copy it and do the same thing.
And give them proper science
exactly.
To make their judgments on, right?
Exactly. We're seeking those things that potentially will keep us off the water, and we're trying to address them. Good science helps everybody because we want to protect the species as well. It's just that everybody that's out in the ocean knows there's copper rockfish all over the place right now.
Yeah, you said it best. If the fishery truly is in danger, I think all of us as fishermen want to do our best to keep it up. But if it's potentially being closed just due to a poor fact-finding mission, well, that's we don't want that either.
Yeah, for sure.
I would call it just an incomplete data sample, but that's our game plan going forward, and I hope you guys can help us.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for being proactive, and thanks for being always there to help us stay on the water and go fishing. Captain Ken Franke, Sport Fishing Association of California. Appreciate the time, Ken.
All right. Good morning, guys. Bye.
All right. Appreciate that. Hey, well, the phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Dustin. Let's do that and talk to John. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. I wanted to ask Ricky and Dustin a question. Now, when you're fishing the island and you're surface fishing with bait, well, obviously your surface fit, but you're fly lining with a sardine and you're using a straight mono. How long of a piece of fluorocarbon do you tie on to your 30 or 40 pound mono, and what pound fluoro would you use?
My answer is going to be the same one that I gave earlier. So I usually use about a boat length mono on top of Spectra backing, and then about a four. I usually use as long of a piece of fluorocarbon as I can while keeping the connection outside the tip of the rod. So what about you, Rick?
That's perfect. Yeah, same. Couldn't agree more. I think that's it's clean, it's easy, you've got a good cast length. That'll usually allow you enough fluorocarbon, too. If you have a nice long piece where you can comfortably cast it, but as long as possible, it'll usually allow you several fish that you can cut off and retie a few times before you have to deal with ripping another piece of fluoro off the spool. I think that's perfectly said.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Have a great text from Sam. And Sam wants to know, do you, Dustin, at C4 Tackle, upgrade jigs and leaders with upgraded hooks when necessary?
You ever do any of that?
Do we ever? Yeah, that's probably what the guys are doing at the shop right now.
So what are you upgrading?
Yeah.
So give us an example. You buy something off the shelf, and what needs an upgraded hook?
Well, most of the lures that we're selling to catch bluefin tuna right now aren't really necessarily built for catching the grade of bluefin tuna that we do. So any of the jigs that are shipped with hooks already on them, we're generally replacing with heavier Kevlar-assisted hooks, bigger hooks, and then also we will add a fluorocarbon leader to the whole system and then repackage it so that it's just ready for a fisherman to just tie onto
pull it right off the shelf.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to figure most of these vertical jigs were created to catch yellowtail and snapper and amberjack and some tuna too, but certainly the intention was never, it's the same thing as a flatfall. Like, the intention was never to catch 150 or 200 pound bluefin. Right. Unfortunately, they work really good for it. So,
yeah.
You know, and if you put those ultra heavy duty hooks with ultra heavy duty cord on a snapper jig, that wouldn't be appropriate either. So it just, it takes some, you know, it takes the right rig to get it.
Yeah.
Big fish ready.
And what about like a Colt sniper jig? A lot of fish have been getting caught on Colt snipers right now, like 120 gram, right? I guess was the hot.
Yeah,
deal.
I mean, we aren't re-rigging as many Colt snipers as we do more of the deeper jigs. I'm sorry, more of the vertical style jigs. But it all depends on what trip those Colt snipers are going on.
Yeah.
You know, if they're going on the San Diego and the San Diego has been catching school size yellowfin or something, the stock hooks on those are pretty good.
Fine.
You know, if it's going on an overnight trip with a chance of catching a big bluefin, then we'll probably sell you a few Colt snipers and keep one of them with stock hooks and try to change the hooks to maybe just a little bit beefier treble hook on one and maybe some kind of assist hook or something on another.
Because bigger 100-pounders can be caught on those fish, on those jigs.
Yeah, I mean, Rick touched on it earlier. It's always this sliding scale of, you know, what size hook can I, you know, what size hook can I get away with?
Yeah.
You know, and that's it.
I'm sure you guys do it both ways, but do you have a personal preference? If you are going to replace the hook on a Colt Sniper style jig, do you like to replace it with a heavier duty treble, or do you like to swap it out for a single?
If I'm casting and retrieving for something that's more up near the surface, I like to go with a little bit heavier style treble hook.
Okay.
You know, if the fish are at depth, and I'm doing a lot more fishing a deep, you know, more vertical style, then I like the assist hook so your treble hook doesn't get caught up on your main line quite as much, you know, and then you foul hook your own jig, you know.
Ah, yeah, good call. Point. Yeah, for sure. Good question there on the text. Hey, I want, you know, we've had some major issues with our shop page at letstalkhookup.com. Well, finally, our expert Chad, who does our web and myself, figured out a solution to it. So our shop page is now back up.
Nice.
So you can go buy Let's Talk Hookup hats, Let's Talk Hookup t-shirts, Let's Talk Hookup cub cards. We have those AFCO Vertex shirts, those super comfortable travel shirts on sale, and more. So you can go back to the shop page and buy what you need. It's up and working again
Thank goodness.
Nice. I'm sure that's a thorn out of your side.
Oh my gosh.
I believe it. Well, hey, when we come back, we got another full hour coming your way, including in with Checking In with Marcos from C4th. We're going to find out what's biting with our catch report. Lots of good info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long, no downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.